Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. All right, so today's episode is going to be caliente, and I wanted to be in a spicy mood to do this episode because it deserves nothing short of that. So let's jump right into it. Today we're going to talk about sex, friends with benefits, two relationships. So what that basically means is, what does it mean if you're just having sex with someone and you want to just keep it at that level? And what does it mean where you want to jump from just casually having sex with someone to friends with benefits? And then, last but not the least, how do you make the friends with benefits situation turn into a relationship? Or if you don't want the friends and benefit situation to turn into a relationship, what the hell do you need to do? So let's get right into it. I'm going to start off by telling you the differences between men and women, first of all. Then I'm going to jump into the stereotypes. Then we're going to talk about, what does it mean if you're just having sex with someone? Because maybe you're in a situation and you don't even know that's where you're at. And then we're going to talk about the friends with benefits scenario, and then we're going to jump right into the relationships. So let's kick it off. All right, so the difference between men and women is this. Men don't equate necessarily love and emotions to sex. In fact, biologically, right after having sex, a lot of men just want to go to sleep because the emotions don't get triggered in. The chemicals don't get triggered in the same way that they do with women. So a man's natural reaction is, right after he's done doing his business, he is ready to go to sleep. And that is why for men, they can go and have sex with multiple women or with multiple other guys and not necessarily catch any feelings or emotions, because to them it's just a physical act. It's a need that needs to be met. Once it's met, you can move on to whatever else you got to do. For women, it's a little bit different. You see, when a woman has sex with a man, usually, because this is 2020, so I'm going to keep it real, it's not as common as you think, where if a woman has sex with a guy, automatically she's in love with him. No. I'm going to keep it 100. That's not how it goes down these days. Maybe in the 1540s, that was the scenario, but not in 2020. Now, there's a lot of women that are capable of just wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then moving on to the next guy. But for a majority of females, biologically, what tends to happen is right after they get intimate with a partner, they want to cuddle because their body releases different set of chemicals that want them to want to be close to the person that they were just intimate with. And also, oftentimes, if a woman is intimate with a person, there's emotions that get sparked up. Maybe not in a one-night stand scenario, but if it's somebody that she knows, or if it's somebody that she's had feelings for or had a crush on, then yes, feelings will resurface. Usually not the first time, but I would say there's a 50-50 case where right after the first time she's intimate with a guy, she tends to feel attached. And that is usually why right after a man has a sex with a woman or a woman has sex with a man, you get different types of reactions where the man's instinct is, let me put on my clothes and get the hell out of here because I'm done doing what I needed to do. And a woman's instinct says, let me cling on to this person, because there's different hormones that are being released in her body that are now wanting to hold on to the person that gave her these feelings. Now, there is a caveat to this. Even if you just had a one-night stand, or if you just had sex with somebody for one night, a woman isn't automatically going to get clingy if that shit was not good. I mean, let's keep it 100. If a dude is not good in the bed, the woman is not getting clingy to you. And I'm not saying you need to be like a Adonis for her to get clingy, but on a scale from 1 to 10, you at least need to be a 5 to have a fighting chance. Unless she's just absolutely infatuated with you. So if you're bad in bed, and guys, I'm gonna keep it like as clear as daylight for you. I think 90% of the men are fully aware of their performance levels. Because over the years, especially if you're not like 18, 19 and starting out in the game, hopefully you're starting out at 18, 19 and not 12 and 13. Once you've been around the block a couple of times, you can kind of tell with the feedback. And yes, women are great at faking it. I'm just going to put that out there. We are. We should win Academy Awards. In fact, Oscars. We should get Oscar awards for the types of performances that we can pull to convince a man that he's good. But the truth of the fact is, there's not going to be 50 women that are going to pull that kind of performance for you, right? So if you're a dude of a certain age, you already know how you are in bed. So if you know you're just passing or you're not that great, then don't automatically get it into your head that now this woman's going to get clingy or she's going to want like a relationship with you, because that's not the case. Also, remember when I mentioned that it's 2020. Now there's more women that are acting like dudes and just want to keep it on a physical level rather than being emotionally intimate. So keep that in your mind as well. I know it feels so good to stroke your ego and think you are so great in bed that every woman that you're with, she's going to want to be your wife. But that's not the case. I hate to break it to you, but that's not the case. All right. So, first case scenario, you just had sex with someone. Those are some of the myths that I want to like debunk, that that's what's going on. Now, if you want to keep it on a basis that you just want to stay as casual sex with the person, you don't even want to be friends with benefits. I'm going to tell you, this is how you need to play your cards. First off, you need to have that talk, either right before the first time or right after the first time, if the other person reaches out to you. Let's say if the two of you did your thing, nobody contacts the other person, there's nothing to discuss. But if one out of the two parties reaches out to the other person and seemingly want to do this again, but the other party only wants it to keep strictly sex, not even friends with benefits, just sex, then listen up. First off, you got to make it crystal clear to that person. And this is where I love my fellows, because they are so good at giving you the speech. So ladies, you need to take notes. If you don't want a dude to be your friends with benefits, or you don't want a relationship with him, because men have this thing aced. They still somehow get wound up in situations, but they have the talk aced. Here's how the talk should go. And pick a bunch of different excuses. I'm not looking for a relationship. I just got out of something. I need to focus on my job. I need to focus on my school. I need to get my life back together. I don't think I'm ready for something serious. I don't want to hurt you. Pick any of the above scenarios, but the bottom line of your conversation or the talk is, hey, I'm not looking for this to be a regular thing. Now, if you enjoyed the physical aspect of what you did, and you want to hit it up once or twice again, then you just keep it 100. Use any of the excuses that I just gave you, and then bottom line, you closed with, but if you like to get down again, then I'm with it. But I just don't want to hurt you and have you thinking that this is going to turn into something permanent. Make sure you have the talk, because here's the thing. When people don't have the talk, then you're assuming one thing, the other person assumes another thing, and then that shit just gets messy. I would also advise, if you just want to keep it at an intimate level, not even friends with benefits, I'm talking like your game plan is once or twice and you're out, then you got to make sure enough time passes between rendezvous number one and rendezvous number two. It can't be like you just did something with this person last weekend and next weekend you're seeing them again. No. You gotta like go missing. And the comical thing about that is, in the day of social media, it's so hard to go missing. So when you don't respond to someone and they see you active on social media, they've gotten the message without you delivering the message. But you still need to say those words. You still need to give an excuse and then close with, we could do this again sometime, but I just don't want to hurt you. So you lay your cards on the table. The biggest thing that I can say with this situation is don't hook up with someone more than 3 times unless you want this to be like a friends with benefits situation, because then it just gets ugly. So this thing needs to have an expiration date. You did it once, you did it twice. 3 times is even playing with fire. I would say stop at 2. But let's say if it was really that good and you're like, I want to go in for one more time, fine. After 3, delete the number because you are done. Anything after that, then it just gets messy, people get hurt, and it's not a good look for anybody. And the sad part is usually the person with the vajayjay ends up getting hurt. Although, like I said, it's 2020. Now I think men are developing more emotions than women, which is a good thing. So I would say maybe fellows could get hurt too, but usually it's the one with the vajayjay that's gonna end up getting hurt. And nobody wants that. Now, that's scenario number one if you just want to keep it to sex. Now, let's say you did your thing and now you want to keep doing this thing, but you don't want to get into a relationship with the person. So the beginning intro is still the same. You still have the talk, but your closing is a little bit different. Your closing is going to be, but I really enjoyed being intimate with you, or I really like our vibe together in the bedroom. And I would love to maybe hook up every now and then and, use your own creative style to it. I mean, I don't know why I'm in a mood and why I'm talking like this. And if you guys listen to my podcast, whatever my mood is for the day, that's how the podcast ends up coming out. So, whatever your style is, deliver the message in your style because it has to obviously come from you. But the gist of the message that you're going to deliver is excuse, pick from the options that I gave you, or come up with your own. And then the closing becomes, but I enjoy doing the dirty, dirty with you. So we can keep doing that, but I don't want to hurt you. And I want to just let you know that I'm not looking for a relationship. And here's the thing with that, which really is a B, to be honest. Most of the times when two people get into a friends with benefits situation, there's always one person that seems to think that they can convince the other to get into a relationship. And I hate to say it, but it's the person with the vajayjay, usually. And if you are same sex, there's still one person that has the vajayjay, even if it's not physically there, that's going to want the relationship, or that's going to want it to be exclusive, or that's going to want this to be a dating situation. And here's the other advice. If you just want to keep it strictly as friends with benefits, there are certain ground rules that you got to follow so that that person who agreed to doing this, but probably is thinking that they can get you down for a long term or a more exclusive situation. So here are the rules that you gotta follow. One, you can never express emotions or feelings towards that individual. But because to be honest, it's just cruel. If you know that you are not going to be serious with this person, or you're not going to commit to this individual, then it's just cruel giving them some emotions and knowing full well that you're not going to go anywhere with this. And it's also very selfish because then that just means you're keeping this person on the hook until you've decided that you want to move on. So don't do that. Karma's a B, I swear. So just make sure that you keep the emotions to check. In check. Next, you also have to make sure that you're not doing anything that feels like a dating or that feels like a relationship in your friends with benefits scenario, which means no checking in with this person, no making long-term plans, no making plans, period. It should just be like a last-minute thing. No introducing them to your friends or your family, no doing anything romantic, like going to dinners or dates or anything. In fact, I don't even know why people that are friends with benefits want to be seen in public with just them and the other person. If you're friends with benefits with someone and you're part of a friend circle, then fine, be seen with the friend circle. But never be in a one-on-one scenario with that person because, again, that's just cruel and you're misleading the other person into thinking that this is something more than what it really is. So you got to make sure that you never do that. And then if you find yourself in a situation, which is like my third bit of advice for this, if you find yourself in a situation where the other person is putting together scenarios or situations or starting to act like you guys are together or you're exclusive, you got to nip that thing in the bud, which means you got to pull a disappearing act. Unless you're comfortable having the talk again with that person. And see, the things with friends with benefits is if you keep having that talk with that person, like let's say you've already said it right in the beginning, you're not looking for a relationship. And the other person thinks in the back of their mind that they can convince you otherwise with the more time that they spend with you. So if you keep having the talk because they keep doing little things that have you thinking, wow, I don't want a relationship. This person's making it seem like a relationship. I think I need to talk to them again. It really just kills the whole mood. It honestly does for both people because then you just have like this bad vibe where you're kind of annoyed that you keep having to have the talk with them and they're annoyed because you keep basically putting them down and you basically keep rejecting them. That's what it is. And that's just not good if you want to keep being a friend with benefit with this person. So I would say when you start to notice signs that the other person is starting to get clingy or starting to act like the two of you are together, you need a cooling off period where you just got to disappear and kind of do your own thing. And in this time where you disappear, if you do find somebody else to hang out with and stuff, make sure you do that. And make sure that this person is aware of it. And that's like a big thing with friends and with benefits. You never want to make it seem that it's just you with that person. Now, I'm not saying rub it in the person's face because that's not attractive, but you got to come up with subtle ways of making sure that this person never forgets that this is not a relationship, this is not going to turn into something dating. And that you are seeing other people. And also act and let it be known that you're totally cool with them also seeing other people. So if you're not going to give any information about where you're at because you're not checking in, don't ask. Never be curious about what's going on in the other person's life. Now, as I mentioned before, if this is someone that's actually a friend that you now have benefits with, then it will get a little bit messy because at some point, when you guys stop being with benefits and want to go back to being with friends, whoever has feelings for the other person is probably not gonna take that very well. So that's why I always find it a little bit confusing when people do friends with benefits with friends, because the best way to do friends with benefits is with people that are not your friends, because once the benefits run out, the friendship can be gone, and this person is not in your circle, and nobody, even in your life, needs to know what you're doing with this individual. And it's just far less messy than to get involved with somebody that's already in your circle that other people know. And let's say if you start dating somebody else that you actually want to have a relationship with, it's just all this like bad energy that's just there because, like I said, there's always one person that wants it to be something more. Now, if you do get lucky and you find someone else who's on the same page and it's like, I'm not looking for a relationship and genuinely means it, here's how you can tell that they actually mean it and the both of you are on the same page. Remember all of these signs that I said, all of these things that you should do? That person wouldn't need you to do any of those things. So you would never feel like you need to check in with that person because they would never ask you where you are. And they won't tell you where they are either. And you would never have to feel like you need to continue having the talk with that person because the way that they'll behave is very, very disconnected and nonchalant. And just as quickly as you're ready to jump out of the bed and head out, that's as excited as they are to watch you leave. And you will never feel like you're a couple with this person. And that's how you know that the two of you are on the same page. And in a situation like that, it could actually work out because whenever the two of you stop doing your thing, let's say one of you finds somebody else, or it's just like, this isn't really working for me and I want to go do something else, then it would just be like, all right, cool. And then the two of you just go your separate ways. But usually, this just works best with someone that you just hooked up with and then turn into a friends with benefits rather than someone who's in your circle. Because then this person really doesn't know anything about your life. And then they can just kind of phase out. So, my advice is if you're going to go with the friends with benefits, don't pick a friend to do this with. But if you should choose to, then I hope some of these tips actually help you out. Now, scenario number three. Let's say you hooked up with someone, friend or a non-friend, then it turned into a friends with benefits situation. And then I'm going to tell you guys the scenario of how to get that into a relationship and vice versa. What if you feel like the other person's trying to get you into a relationship, but that's not what you want? How to pull out, pun intended. So let's say you're friends with benefits with the person, and all of a sudden, now you're thinking, damn, everything is so good. We connect, the person's great in bed. Shit, I want more. But the person already had the talk with me, or I had the talk with them, and I said, I'm not looking for something serious. But now I feel differently. I would say then start doing a bit of coupley things to kind of test the waters. Because here's the risk that you run. If you have to talk with the other person right off the bat and you say, hey, I'm looking for a relationship, depending on what your rapport is with this person, you don't want to scare them off, assuming you want to continue doing your thing with them. Now, if you don't care if they say, oh, I'm not looking for a relationship, and you don't care about having still being their friends with benefits, then cool. Have the talk. If they reject you, who cares? On to the next one. But if you don't want to mess up your current situation, but you still are curious as to could this go further, then start doing some of the coupley things. Start checking in with them a little bit and then see how they respond. But you got to do it gradually. It can't be like, let's say for 5 months, you never ask anything about their life or their friends, their family. You're not really interested in what they do. And then all of a sudden, you want to sit them down and ask them a billion questions. No. It has to be almost like starting off with a real friendship, where you just start to take a bit of interest in their life. You want to then start telling them a little bit about you, and assuming that that person is receptive, then you gradually build this out. It's almost like ambushing somebody of being into a relationship before they even realize it. And so it has to be like a gradual thing. But if you're going to go down this path, be fully prepared that this person might be dating other people, or at some point of this, they might just flat out tell you, like, hey, remember, I had the talk with you, and this is not what I'm looking for, and I meant it. And in that situation, you just got to respect that. But I'm a big believer of taking risks. Because here's the thing, if you really want to be with somebody, then if it's not this person, then it's somebody else. So why sit over there and continue wasting your time? So now, if you're on the flip side of that situation. Let's say you had the talk with the person, you're friends with benefits with them, and you love it. It's exactly what you want. You don't want a partner, and this person isn't the partner, but you want to get your needs met, and that shit is good, and you just want to keep doing your thing. But then you start to notice that this person somehow stumbled upon my podcast and is now doing the things gradually that feel like a relationship. And that makes you feel uncomfortable because that's not where you're at. If that is happening to you, then you got to start pulling back. Because, like I said, if you have to talk with the person again, it just makes things a bit sour. So just start pulling back and indirectly give this person the hint that you're not with it. You don't want to have a relationship and you meant what you said and you haven't changed your mind. Because what that's going to do is when you start pulling back, obviously this person's going to notice. And then they'll realize that when they're acting more like a couple, the way you're responding to it is by not entertaining it and not entertaining them. Then, if they're interested in still keeping the thing going with you, then they'll just stop doing some of those things, period. And that's your best bet to make sure that you don't mess up a good thing, but then you don't get suckered into a relationship either. And the thing about all of these scenarios is you're not officially committed to anyone, and you're not exclusively dating anybody in any of these three scenarios until you made it to a relationship. This is just one out of your many, many options. And the best way to make sure that your emotions don't get involved with people that you don't want to get involved with is to keep your options open. What tends to happen, and women are more guilty of this than men. And guys, I'll give you a little secret and a tip, which I don't think most men are aware of. Women invest in a man emotionally. If a woman is returning your text messages, if she is giving you FaceTime, if she's taking your calls, all of the above, then believe you me, you are a priority in her world. Even if she is talking to other guys or she's dating other guys or maybe she's sleeping with other people, but you are up there and a priority to her. With men, it's a little bit different because for guys, first of all, I don't think men are capable of juggling more than one female at a time, to be honest, because men are so single-minded. So, ladies, if a guy is forgetting to return your text messages or phone calls and whatnot, then believe me, yes, he could be working and all of the above, but no, the real facts are that he's entertaining other people and he does not want to be exclusive. Because you see, women are way better at juggling than men are. And I don't know if a lot of guys know this because a woman will make a man a priority. She will respond to all of your messages and things like that. But if a woman is juggling three, four guys, she will get back to all of them. Now, the time frame in which she responds to all of them will be different. The number of messages that she responds to will be different. The number of times that she sees all of these guys will be different. But women are way better at making sure that they can juggle more than one person. So believe me, she will definitely be over there responding to everybody's messages and calls. And if you're a guy and you're curious if a woman is really into you, whether she's just sleeping with you or if it's just a friends with benefits scenario that you got going on, her response time and her interest in holding a conversation with you will tell you a lot. Like, let's say you are thinking that, shoot, all I thought I wanted was just bam, bam, thank you, ma'am, but I really like this girl and I wanted to go somewhere. There are a lot of telltale signs with females, and that is one of them. If she's giving you attention, she's getting back to you because women tend to have more options. Those are just facts. Now, if you are freaking stunning and you're super smart and you got all of that going on, then you have a lot more options than someone that doesn't have some of those things. But women, comparably, most of the time, not all, because some guys are pretty and I think they get a little bit more attention, but women in general do get a lot more attention than men. So if she is being responsive, if she's interested in you and all of that, then you already know that you are in the running. If you're not number one, you're in the top three. So congratulations. And ladies, if a guy is just blowing you off, not giving you the time of day, returning a text like a week later, 2 weeks later, then he's busy out there entertaining someone else. Because men cannot multitask. And this is a study that needs to be conducted because somebody needs to prove my point out there. Because men are very, very single-minded and they're very goal-oriented. They focus on the one thing, and then that's what they give their 100% to. And even if you're in a relationship with someone, you could notice when that person no longer starts giving you that attention, that someone is getting that attention. It's just not you. But that's a topic for another time. So I think those are some of the telltale signs that you can pay attention to if you're thinking about jumping the gun. But at the end of the day, keep in mind, if somebody set up a scenario with you and they had the talk and you agreed to it, you can't really get mad at that person just because your feelings and your emotions changed. So you got to be fair to that individual too. Because if someone hooked up with you, I mean, it takes two to tango, literally. So if someone's hooking up with you, you obviously hooked up with that person. So you can't be like, oh my gosh, I slept with you. I thought this meant something to you, blah, 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 blah. Unless the person flat out lied to you and said, hey, I want to be with you. And you fell for it. You know, it's free will at the end of the day. So you can get upset with somebody else just because your emotions change. And you got to respect that. That they, you might be a really incredible person, but that doesn't mean that that person sees all of those great qualities in you. And that's what I think is so interesting about all of these scenarios, that sometimes people convince themselves that they are someone who they're not. Because not everyone is built to just have a one-night stand or have a friends with benefits situation. And that's okay. Just like not everyone's meant to be or built to be in a relationship. But you got to know what works for you. And then all you can do is just be honest with the person that you come into contact with. And the beautiful thing about all of this is, hopefully you're all adults listening to this episode, is as long as you have fun and you don't hurt anybody intentionally, because sometimes feelings get involved and people get hurt, then there's nothing that you can really feel bad about. And I'm going to give you a couple of other disclaimers just because I said I'm in one of those moods for this episode. Some other stereotypes, which I didn't want to give in the beginning, but I'm going to tell you guys now because I think it's kind of fun, where there's certain misconceptions that one gender has of the other. Every time a woman says that size doesn't matter, she's lying. Guys, seriously, take notes. She is lying. Because if a woman really, really loves you, then yes, she can overlook a lot of other things about you because those emotions will make her physically react to you better than someone who was more well endowed. And that's a fact. But a woman isn't going to fall in love with you on day one. So that's going to be a gradual thing. So if you're just hooking up with someone and the girl is like, oh, size doesn't matter, she's freaking lying. Size does. Length and girth. More girth than length. But those are just facts. These are things that women don't want to openly talk about because they feel that if they share some of these conversations or if they have some of these conversations with men, they're going to be judged. And that's the other stereotype that society has. Women are far more sexual than men are because we're built to be sexual. Everything about a woman's body is meant to attract a partner. Everything. And that's how we're built and we're made that way. And it's really unfortunate that society makes it seem like you shouldn't feel sexy or you shouldn't be allowed to openly express your physical needs or desires to someone else. Because sex is a really big part of a person. It's a basic need. So to all the guys that are walking around thinking like, oh, a woman just wants love. No, you got to up your game. You got to be good in bed. And the other reality is that a woman's body is way more complex than a man's. And kudos to the guys that have gotten together. We all know it was a lot of trial and error, but congratulations. If you can plow successfully, then you deserve a medal, because a woman's body is definitely way more complex than a man's. And that's why I think, like, for the women, a man offering her sex means nothing. You know how many times a day a woman gets offered DICK? Like, come on. And as much as men like to think that theirs is far better than anybody else's on the planet, listen, you turn off the light, if it's más o menos, it's good enough. So you got to bring something else to the table if you're trying to take the friends with benefits to a relationship. If you just want a bam bam, thank you, ma'am, then you know what? As long as that works for both of you, then it's all good. And some of the misconceptions that I think women have about guys is the fact that they don't really have to do much. And it's kind of interesting because I had somebody tell me a long time ago, and this always just stuck with me, where he was like, you know, the prettier the girl, the less effort she puts in when she's in bed. But the more unattractive a female is, the harder she works because she feels like she has to earn the dirty, dirty. And when a woman is beautiful, she just feels entitled to it because every man's just throwing himself at her. So she feels like she doesn't have to do much. So I thought that was very interesting to have, like, the man's perspective. So my advice to all of the women would be, let's not just lie on the bed like a mattress. Let's look alive and let's put some kind of effort. And this goes whether or not you're single, banging, not banging, but looking to bang, or you're in a relationship. You got to make sure, one thing for both genders, you got to freaking be groomed. Like, it's absolutely unreal. And this is not even about, like, just the sex part, but you go out, like, some of the people and their hygiene, like, what the heck? If you're looking to go pick up someone, you can't be like smelling bad and not showered and not groomed. Like, that's disgusting. That is disgusting. It's kind of like a resume. Like, you can't have a shitty resume and expect to get a great job. That's how everyone should look at. If you're going out there to meet someone, regardless of what your agenda is, let's put it together and let's pull it together. I know 2020 has been rough for everybody, but let's not lose our hygiene game, because the one blessing that we have for this year is the luxury of time. So, regardless whether you're a man or a woman, you got to do it together. Because for ladies, yes, you got to put in more effort when it comes to the bedroom. And let's not assume that he's gonna know exactly what to do, okay? We have a mouth. We need to start using it in more than one way. And if you gotta tell the guy, I want you to do this or this is what I like, speak up. Speak the hell up. Because it's the more you enjoy it, the more he's gonna enjoy it. And for the fellas, the grooming doesn't just apply to the women. And that to me is something that I've heard women complain about time and time again, where a woman is just expected to be fully groomed 24/7, eyebrows plucked, nose hair plucked, whatever other body parts you got, everything shaved and plucked. And then the man can walk around like a wilder beast and you could basically braid his unmentionable parts. No, that's not cute. No woman wants to be intimate with a guy if he doesn't have his shit together. In fact, I even know of a person that broke off their relationship because the guy could not get his hygiene under control. And the woman's like, I'm just done. Like, I can't. I love you, but good God, I just can't. I can't breathe. And I need to stay alive to see tomorrow. So I think hygiene is, like, so important when you're trying to attract the person, or even if you want them to keep coming back to you. Like, see, here's the thing. When you're in a relationship with someone, that person will overlook a lot of things. But if all you're doing is just banging them, or if you're just being friends with benefits, let's say it's a steady date, By date, I just mean, they come over at 11 o'clock at night and then they leave in an hour or two. Now, if they stay more than two, they need to be gone before the night, before the morning. So if that's all you're giving to the other person, then it's even more important that your technique is on point, your body is on point, your hygiene is on point. Like shit, that's all you're bringing to the table. So all of those boxes need to be checked off. Because when you're in a relationship, you're bringing other things to the table where you're providing emotional support. You're there for the person. Maybe you guys are living together. You're sharing the bills, etc. So you know what? Your partner might be able to overlook some of the things. They'd be like, yeah, well, he or she didn't shave, but yeah, but they made me dinner. But when you're not doing any of the other things, like, good God, you gotta get this together. Like, come on. 2020, like, even if you're out there, everyone has plenty of time right now. So invest some of that time into you. Because now, with the way things are going, it's hard to find somebody that's out there. So let's get it together, people. And the reason why I wanted to talk about all of this towards the end of the episode is because to me, I think some of these things are given. But you know what they say, common sense is not that common. So I wanted to address it before this episode ended. And I told you guys that I'm going to eventually get into more and more of these types of topics. So let me know what you guys think. If you guys have any interesting stories of your sexual encounters or friends with benefits or how you jumped from different boxes, you guys know where to find me. So until next time. Stay sexy, stay beautiful, and I'll catch you guys next time. This is your host, Miss Anonymous. You're now checked out at the rehab. Bye, guys.